Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My guy from Florida State, Keon Coleman.
So, give me the breakdown on him. I'm going to lean on you on this.
Well, people say he's not agile, but yet he returned punts for Florida State.
He looked like he had quick, short stuff, but not the long stuff.
And for some reason, he's ranked 53 on a lot of people's big board. He's going to go in the second round. But there's a lot of receivers that have popped in the second and third round. We've seen that recently. Hell, DK Metcalf, middle round guy. Deebo Samuel, second round guy. We had your boy from Indianapolis, Michael Pittman Jr., was a second, third round guy. Keon Coleman can go high point the football. He's acrobatic as hell. He left Michigan State, came to Florida State, and he changed the entire offense. And Jordan Travis is solid at quarterback here.
He was nice. Johnny Wilson was nice.
But Keon Coleman was a guy who could take the top off the defense. He'd go up there and jump over everybody. So let's look at his highlight package. The guy does a little bit of everything. And I read a report that he's not as agile as people like. And I'm like, well, he did return punts. He did return punts for a reason. So I wonder, there's something that I don't know. I don't know what's up with him on why he's ranked so low. But I think that's a guy that could really pop in his draft in the later rounds. I really do. I'm high on Keon Coleman.
So let's say, hypothetically, they trade Brandon Ayuk. They take an offensive lineman. They take a cornerback. And then in the late second, early third, they take Keon Coleman. Could he be, in your eyes, a replacement for Ayuk down the line?
It's going to need a year.
But would you be excited if they took him?
But he's got the size. He's got the hell. I was excited when they took Trey Sermon.
Yeah, I know.
I was excited when they took LaMichael James.
We all have misses.
I know. We all have misses. So that's why. That's why I don't want to trade Ayuk, because you could miss, and you didn't miss on Ayuk.
Now, the two offensive linemen that I'm looking at here, and I see everybody, let's take the sixth tackle, the seventh best tackle in the draft. I'm looking at two guys, and it's the center position. I think it starts there. You draft a center, you get the right one. That guy could play for you for 12 years. I'm looking at Jackson Powers Johnson, 21 years old.
You may be able to get him at 31.
He's a one-year starter. That's the only thing that worries me. The other guy, and I love wrestlers. My family, my cousin Jack and Mike, they're big wrestlers. My brother was a wrestler. Zach Frazier, West Virginia. I like him a lot. I like both those guys.
Zach Frazier.
Look at you. Look at us.
Zach Frazier circled on a late interior lineman, junior out of West Virginia. He's a tough guy, but I keep going back to one guy.
Cooper DeGene?
No. I highlighted him.
Playmaker.
He's highlighted on my board, too. But the guy I want,
who?
For some reason, he didn't play a lot. And he could be a massive whiff.
Who?
But I fall in love with size. 6'7", 340, Amarius Mims from Georgia. I don't know. Carter, you like the guy, Amarius Mims? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Okay.
Thumbs up? Amarius Mims, I got my right tackle for the next 10 years. That's how I feel about him. Now, I could be dead wrong about that, but I saw him in spaces pancake some dudes, and I'm just like, boy, I like linemen.
No, I know,
I'm looking, if I'm going to extend Brock Purdy, which is probably going to happen, barring something catastrophic happening with the 49ers in 2024, if we're going to extend Brock Purdy, I need to protect Brock Purdy, knowing down the line that Trent Williams is going to be gone in a year or two. So that's why I look at Demaryius Mims on the right side. I'm like, ooh.
See, it's interesting you bring him up because the guy that I like is Latham from Alabama.
Yeah, he's next on the board.
Yeah, and so like I think Latham, he gets a lot of penalties, but he's a great run blocking guy.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at him because I think he could play left side. In a 2-year starter in the SEC, that matters to me.
It does matter. It does matter. Let's get to, by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HC1 San Francisco.
I have my linebackers, too. I want to give you my linebackers.
Let's get to the linebackers in a second. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel where you are there. Plus, we got all day tomorrow as we get ready for the first round. Maybe something happens with Brandon Ayuk later on today. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we've added the QR code on both pages. As well as shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. Will and Moran, real quick.
I know we're going to go to Will. I'm glad that we both have Mitchell as our guy we like. I kept thinking better Roy Williams watching him.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Because the Texas helmet,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the Texas helmet.
All right, you can go to Will and Moran.
Oh, no, Roy Williams. Oh, yeah, Roy Williams.
The other Roy Williams.
Yeah, 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 the other Roy. I think of Roy Williams. I think of Union City.
You're thinking Logan of High Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, the safety. Yeah. I'm talking about the wide receiver.
I'm talking about the Bay Area guy, Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Logan, Union City. Forget the Cowboys.
They're both good.
Yeah, they were both legit. Will and Moran, what's happening?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. So I know that the list of like wide receivers, you know, in the draft, it's all awesome and all their potential. But I think what you guys are missing is the wide receiver I like the most out of that list is Brandon Ayuk because he's done it. He's been through the complicated offense of Shanahan. He's been in the doghouse. What I'm alluding to is he's a pro's pro. And here's the thing: I know that they can jump and get the ball and all that, but how many wide receivers can make 15 receptions into 700 more yards? Like, just trip out on this. This blows my mind. I would pay Ayuk for efficiency alone. In his rookie year, he caught 60 balls for 748. He only got 9 more targets in 2023. He turned it into 15 more catches, but he turned it into another 750 yards. To me, that is ridiculous.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. But what if the Niners...
I don't care about the targets. I don't care about the volume. If he's popping numbers like that with 75 catches, that is special. That's more than getting a... Look, if you had 1,300 targets... I mean, if you had 150 targets and you caught 112 balls for 1,300 yards, that's expected. If you have 109 targets for 75 and you catch 1,350 almost, that's crazy. I'm keeping Ayuk off efficiency. I'm keeping him off of his... command with the offense and his relationship with Purdy and Shanahan. He's already proven that he's a pro's pro, and he's gotten out the doghouse. Pay this dude. I personally think he's better than Debo. No offense to Debo, but I think Brandon Ayuk's more important in the future, dude.
I think a lot of people agree with you. But
we're the same camp there. Good call,
Will. I keep coming back to Shanahan. For many years, the running back position was interchangeable.
No, it wasn't.
I'm saying the narrative wrapped around Shanahan.
I know.
Maybe he's
thinking, I just wanted to jump in and say, no, it wasn't.
We agree.
That's been proven.
I know, we
finally
agree. But maybe he's thinking that, like, I can get a lot of guys to be very efficient in this offense with Brock Purdy.
And that's the stubbornness of Shanahan, because he tried to do it at the quarterback spot. And what did that lead us?
Well, to Brock Purdy, his best quarterback.
Thankfully, we stumbled
into
it. In a weird way, but that was the problem with Shanahan at quarterback, right? That was the problem. He thinks that he can just plug and play anybody. You can't do that.
Well, as I'm looking at Mitchell's, you know, no yaks, like if you watch the passes he's getting and all of the different highlights and all the different breakdowns, he's having to change his body as he's running a route wide open or with a step or two because Quinn Ewers is all over the place. I'm anticipating if you trade Ayuk and you draft a guy like Mitchell, Purdy's hitting him in the hands in stride, leading him for yards after the catch.
You kind of led me into what I was going to say. The one knock on Purdy in the playoffs that I have is that Ayuk was beating dudes deep.
Ball placement wasn't as good.
And the ball placement wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, he was getting by guys deep down the field, and the ball placement wasn't good. So, you get a rookie here, get him in the camp, we'll see. But Mitchell's the guy out of all the wide receivers. If you're going to be picking there at the bottom, give me Mitchell. This guy's a player, man. I like this guy a lot. But now he could be a bust, though. You know, there's a lot of guys I like over the years. Like the hit rate in the NFL is very, very tough, which is why I love to keep proven players over prospects.
How many Treylon Burks and, you know, Jalen Reagors do you have versus Justin Jefferson?
Oh, my God.
But let me give you three quick sleepers.
That's why that's a perfect example.
Oh, I hate you, Sam.
You know what? But that's a perfect example of why a lot of guys like Willa Marine and myself don't want to trade Ayuk.
That's a great point.
Because Tennessee thought, we're going to flip A.J. Brown. We'll go get Treylon Burks to be
Will
fine.
Levis.
You know,
you know.
So later on, but, know. You know, we don't even know how good he is. All right.
I know we don't.
George Consolos coming up. We're talking some Giants here. Get right back into the draft. And Brandon Ayuk, George Consolos, Giants win two in a row looking wet. Best pitcher in the National League right now? Who's better? Let's ask George on the other side. Brought to you by Safeway.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
All right, we're back. George Consolos in a second here. Don't forget, download the free Odyssey app and listen to 95.7 The Game wherever you go. Catch every Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news Bay Area needs, or catch amazing interviews you missed too. Like Andrew Filippone, 93.7 in Pittsburgh, the Fan. He was really good on Brandon Ayuk.
Absolutely incredible.
Absolutely incredible. We're talking draft here. There's a lot of guys. Darius Robinson, the edge at Missouri, is getting a lot of buzz. 6'5", 296. We'll see how he translates in the league. A lot of good players. Draft season's fun. This one, I heard Spinoni earlier today talking about the NFL draft. It is by far my favorite draft, and it's fun to geek out just watching prospects. I mean, hell, I remember when we first started the Morning Roast, we were geeking out over the quarterbacks and the Trey Lance film, wild me, and now all of a sudden I'm talking about Trey Lance needs to go to the CFL. Could always miss. Could always miss. Actually, somebody on YouTube said the last combine Shanahan went to was a Trey Lance combine. After I took the hell with it. All right, we got Consolos. Let's bring in our boy, George Consolos, World Series champ, of course. Co-host on Giants pre- and post-game last night with Laura Britton. Of course, Sergio Romo, who is making his debut. We'll get to that in just a second. But, George, right off the rip, good morning to you. Good to see you back on the TV, our television screens here. Logan Webb, another solid start. Last four starts, he's got 7-7, 7-8. And I'll just ask you point blank right now, is he the best pitcher in the National League?
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and I think that you nailed it right in the head. I mean, this guy has kind of hit midseason form earlier than anybody would have expected right out of the gate, and he just looks great. He's mixing all of his pitches, he's throwing strikes, and he's staying out of the middle of the plate. I mean, he had 15 ground ball outs last night. From a guy like Logan Webb, you can't ask for anything more.
Yeah, I'm looking at the way he throws, too. Like, again, I'm coaching at the youth level, and everything's about maxing out. You know, how far can you hit it? How hard can you throw? How many times can you throw max over and over and over and over again? And he just feels like such a throwback player. He goes deep into games. He logs a ton of innings. He's throwing the changeup 40% of the time. The sinker, it doesn't feel very max effort-like. He has crazy movement. Like, to me, he's the template moving forward for baseball if I'm trying to mold my pitching staff into somebody. I feel like we don't talk enough about him from, like, a national level.
Well, you know, the thing with Logan Webb is just that's just kind of how he came up throwing. He had that little bit of the low-slotted three-quarter, and he realized that he had movement, and he just kind of embraced who he is as a pitcher. And that's the thing with guys that throw like Logan does, and we heard Bob Melvin say it in his post-game interview last night when one of the questions was asked, are you worried that Logan is rolling so well right now with his workload, with his innings limit? And he said, Logan is not a max effort guy. He's not trying to throw 97, 98 every pitch. He understands the kind of pitcher he is, and that's a guy that's going to get you with movement, changing speeds, and deception. I mean, that changeup is the best changeup in baseball because it looks like a two-seam, like a sinker. So it comes out of the hand looking exactly like the guy's going to have to commit to 92, and then it's 88 bottoming out with 5-6 more inches of drop on it.
No, it's nasty. Right now, he's got a scoreless streak of 19 innings. The Giants have won two in a row. The Mets have lost three straight. They win 5-1 last night. So it's good to have Logan Webb there looking like an ace, pitching like an ace, and you have no worries when it's Logan Webb day. Now, Blake Snell day is today, 12:45, and the Giants are going for the sweep. And I'm not going to panic over Blake Snell. His first three starts have been rocky. Let's just start there. Is it just due to the fact that he's had no spring training? Is that what you're seeing so far, George, with Blake?
That's definitely part of the reason. He signed late, obviously, and there's no doubt that he was getting himself going while waiting to sign somewhere. But when you sign that late in the spring training, you don't get to go through the same kind of routine that you would in a normal year. You don't get to come and meet your new teammates. And guys, you know, assimilate and get along real quick when you get into a new clubhouse. But there's still that little bit of kind of getting your bearings, figuring out your surroundings, new people, new organization, new threads on every time you take the mound. And he's always been historically a slow starter. His month of April ERA is 5.40 in his career. So obviously it's a little bit bloated from that right now. But Blake Snell is not a guy that I'm worried about, because the fastball velocity has been there. The crispness on his pitches, while it hasn't been as consistent as we'd like, we've seen him throw some really good curveballs, some really good sliders and changeups. I'm not worried about him, but I would like him to hop on that horse a little bit sooner than later. And I think it's coming, because when you watch a guy like Logan Webb go do what he's been doing, and then you got to follow that up every day, there's no way that you want to go out there and give him up 5-6 runs.
Our producer here he's like, oh, but Jordan Montgomery looks better earlier. Is that, like, did one of the two do something different? You reference obviously being a slow starter for Blake Snell, because historically that's what he's been. I mean, even last year it wasn't even close to the three-quarters of the way to down the stretch. Is Jordan Montgomery doing anything different that Blake Snell didn't leading up to that first outing?
No, they're not. I mean, this is just the way that they go about their business, right? They're two very different types of pitchers. Jordan Montgomery had this mindset, and he even came out and said it, that I'm going to go out there in my first start at the big league level, I'm just going to work on fastball command. And that's just the way that he wanted to do it. Blake Snell is a guy who, we heard him say it in his first interview with Alex Pavlovich when he signed with the Giants, and everyone was worried about his walks and this and that, and his pitch. He's like, hey, man, this is the kind of pitcher that I am. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to challenge. I'm not going to give guys free passes down the middle for them to hit me. I'm going to make them earn it. And we also have seen that when he does get a little bit rocky with his command, and he will walk guys, we know that for a fact, he can get out of it because his stuff is that nasty. So it's just one of those things that this is just how these guys get ready. The stuff has been there. We've seen 98 on the radar gun. A guy like Jordan Montgomery can't get away with throwing kind of pitches middle up with that velocity because he doesn't have it. So he needs to work on his two-seam away, his fastballs in. His location is first and foremost in his mind. And just getting ready for their starts and their seasons, Blake Snell is just worried about how he feels in his sequencing.
I've been blown away at how great Jordan Hicks looks. I mean, this is another guy taking a little off. I mean, he throws hard as hell, but the way he's painting all the corners and he's got the downward movement, I think Jordan Hicks has been one of the best values in free agency all year, and I feel like no one's talking about it.
Well, when we have seen him in the past, it's been as a closer coming in some very high leverage situations. So we're not going to see those 103, 104s out of him in this role, because the bulk load, the volume of work is just so much greater, and it just wouldn't be sustainable. But the fact that he has understood very quickly how to transition from a hard-throwing one-inning reliever to a guy that has to go out there and last 5-6, hopefully 7 innings down the stretch. And he's done such a great job of throttling. He'll throw fastballs at 92, 93, 94, and then he'll throw 98, 99 when he gets into a jam. So he's done such a great job. The only thing that is of any concern to me is the innings that he potentially will throw this year, because last year he threw in the 60s. The most he's ever thrown is 78 and two-thirds. And jumping from that type of inning workload to, let's say, 150 or 160 is a huge jump. And I'm not saying that he's not capable of doing it. He's a strong guy and he knows his body. It's just something that you don't see happen very often.
No, that's something I'm going to be looking for now as we're talking to George Contos, former War Series champ, I should say, with the Giants. Of course, now on NBC Sports Bay Area, Giants pre- and post-game, looking dapper as always. Was next to Sergio Romo yesterday, and alongside the great and lovely, the queen of the morning roast, Laura Britt. And that's a great point about Jordan Hicks. With that said, Keaton Wynn. And I'm glad Keaton Wynn got the win on Monday night, George, because he's been slept on this season. He's as a number five starter. Going 5 innings, going 6 innings, and he's kept the Giants basically in every single game. Not getting the credits, not going to get the headlines, but Keaton Wynn, man, he deserves some loves here, man. He's had a really good April so far for the Giants.
Oh, man, he deserves a ton of love. I mean, his two starts in Florida were fantastic, and he just built off of it the other day coming here back to Oracle Park, and he threw into the 7th inning, and he said that was the first time that he's done that since A-ball. So the confidence that he's pitching with is incredible. I mean, you've seen it. He's got that mid to upper 90s fastball with what is statistically the best split in baseball. And, the thing that he's going to have to really work on as the league starts seeing him more is, as good as that split is, he's going to have to start protecting it. And he's going to learn as he goes, and guys are going to start laying off of it a little bit. But when you can throw wiffle ball splits that start middle up and end at the bottom of the zone, and guys swing through them like they don't know what's coming, That's how you know it's real nasty.
Yeah, and Gausman was real effective with that splitter here, made him a lot of money. John Burkett many years ago. It's a very effective pitch, and I think he's really mastered it. I'm looking around the diamond right now. There's a lot of great stories. I mean, Nick Ahmed has been everything I wanted at shortstop defensively, but the offense has been like crazy good. Two-strike hitting, hitting with runners in scoring position. I'm blown away. I hope it sustains. I'm looking at Conforto. He's had a really nice start. And then Lamont Wade Jr. looks fantastic. What's your favorite story offensively or defensively for the Giants for the everyday players?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that, in my opinion, from watching these games, at least, they've been a little bit kind of helter-skelter, peak and valley-ish. They'll score a ton. Then they'll kind of go a few games earlier in the season where you're kind of like, what's going on? Where'd the offense go? But as of late, they've looked a lot better ever since they got home, outside of that 17-1 debacle that Arizona put on them. But Michael Conforto has come out the gate looking really good. He looks fully healthy and very comfortable at bat. Matt Chapman's at bats have gotten better. Tyro Estrada got a couple knocks yesterday. And all these guys are starting to Jung-Hoo Lee, how can you forget about him? They're all starting to hit their stride, and we're seeing what the potential of this lineup could look like when everyone's rolling at the same time. And I think once the other marquee bat of the offseason gets it going and starts getting consistently better at bats than Jorge Soler, this lineup is really deep, and we've seen the damage that it can do.
Speaking of deep, you know, George, you're on social media, and you see how many people crush Mike Yastrzemski. But nobody wants to give Yaz any credit when he does something well. Three RBIs yesterday. I'm all about being an equal opportunity employer, George. You know me. I show love. You deserve love. You get love.
He takes
last
every 15 angle,
days,
George.
Last 15 days, Yaz batting .321, a homer, only four strikeouts. Let's not dump on him so quickly, George. You know how this stuff works. Everybody freaking out in the first 2 weeks like we don't have 161 games. Look out for Yaz. He's now batting .208, Georgie.
Yaz.
Hey, you know, Yaz is proven over the course of his career as a Giant that he's a true professional. He knows what to do. He knows how to get it done. And, you know, sometimes when you're hitting the ball hard and it gets caught or you feel like you're putting together good at bats and you have no reward, nothing to show for it, that can get grinding on you mentally. And sometimes all you need is to see a little flare fall and to be on base or to see your batting average go up, even if it's from .083 to 125, whatever that is. That can breed confidence. And when you go and up to the plate in between the ears confidently and start putting together better at bats, that's all that he needed. And we talked to him yesterday in the post game after his great performance on the field. And he even said it. He goes, man, I've been working with Patty Burrell just trying to keep things simple. When you're grinding and when you're struggling, you try and do too much because you want to try anything you can to fix something as quickly as possible. A lot of times, though, all you got to do is just take that deep breath, let the pitches come to you, and he seemed to have done that. And hopefully he's on the up and up and can get things going the way that he has in the past, because this is a team that's going to need a guy like Mike Yastrzemski performing at the level he's capable of.
Ah, Patty Burrell, Patty Bats, I love it. Camilo Duvall coming out with his new entrance. The way that the whole entire stadium turns orangey red and the spotlight goes on to him and the song hits. I love it. I think it's absolutely unbelievable, and I'm here for it because I loved when the Mets had the closer coming out.
How would George walk out? Would you want to walk
Timmy
out to
Trumpet?
That, George?
That's my question. Yeah. What would it look like for
man.
You? I'm now imagining like Chicago Bulls entrance style for George Condos. What's the song? What's
now
the color
pitching.
Of the lights? Yeah.
Now
what is it?
Pitching. George Contos.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, that brings back memories, that opening Bull song. The 90s just came right back to me. But I think it's very cool that they're finding new ways to engage the fans, right? I mean, the best walk out in baseball, in my opinion, is Edwin Diaz, the guy sitting in the bullpen right now with the trumpets.
Yeah.
And you know, outside of like, you know, Heath Bell or obviously Mariano Rivera, I mean, I would walk out to something Metallica, maybe Master of Puppets or Harvester of Sorrow. But I'll tell you what, every time Camilo walks out these last two times and they play his song, I feel like I'm right in Fast and Furious where they're in Cuba smoking cigars. Like it's right out of the movie. And I was looking at Romo yesterday. I was like, this is right out of Fast and Furious. This is like nice, chill beach music.
How was it working with Romo? Did you ever anticipate Romo ever being on a screen after his playing career?
Oh, man. You know what? It was great. Romo, if you've ever gotten a chance to talk to him, which I know you guys have, he's just got the biggest heart ever. He wants to do everything as meticulously as possible. He's very open with the way that he's going to express himself. And you know, that's exactly kind of what another perspective that we need, a guy who's very close to the Giants family, who was very important to the success that we had in the last decade. I mean, the guy threw the last pitch of the 2012 World Series and was a big cog in both of the other ones. But to see him on TV and to get his feet wet and to really expand into this new role, I think he's going to have a very good time with it. And he's got a ton of insight and he has a lot to offer to the fans.
Now, you guys gel well yesterday. Laura Britt always doing a great job commanding the show. And of course, you with your analysis and Romo, I thought you guys were perfect yesterday. Chemistry is already booming. Just make sure you get producer David Teller some crap because the Lakers are down 0-2 in the series. He may not be as much as you need him to be locked in.
You know what Tedlow said to me yesterday when I was grinding him a little bit about the Lakers? He goes, I've seen five rings in my champ or six rings in my lifetime. And I was like, yeah, so did I in 8 years.
So he's pulled that one. That's when you know you got nothing. Well, I've seen five rings. You've already given up on the season. Come on, man. You can come back from 0-2. David, come on. George, always good catching up with you. Good seeing you on the screen, man. I know times are tough, man. Being a new father, man, the lack of sleep, but you're doing a great job as always. There it
is. Thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Oh, crank this. Timmy Trumpet.
It's so good.
This is the best.
All right, George.
Turn this up. All right, now you got to do what they do in New York. This is the best part, though, coming up.
I think we have to talk.
What's that? Yeah,
just got to, like, mumble some words.
Here we go. I swing it every day. I'm trying to get it poppin'. Each and every way.
That is.
I don't know if they cussed in that song.
No, it's One Nation. He doesn't say under God. He says something that under goons, I think he says. It's so good. But when it hits. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. You know what? We got some.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Giants fans who are jacked up right now.
Let's go!
Nicholas
in Sunnyvale!
He's feeling Mike Gesinski right now. He wants to give him an extension.
Yay!
No, I'm kidding, Nicholas. I'm kidding. Welcome to the Morning Roast.
Yeah, I wanted to know about your predictions for the Giants. But first of all, it's pronounced Doval, not Duval.
All right.
That was Spadoni.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, he said Duval. I didn't hang up. I just posted.
You said Duval.
You said I didn't hang up on him.
I say Duval?
I don't know. Who the hell said Duval?
I make a lot of mispronunciations.
All right.
Like that one.
Well, we got to be better. That's all. He was just correcting us. Why'd you flush him?
I left him on air. He could have hung on if he wanted to. I didn't.
No, you flushed him.
I hit the button, but doesn't.
No,
mean
you flushed him. That
Tuck
was wrong.
Roll. Tuck roll.
Nicholas in Sunnyvale. This is his first time calling. Call back, man. Don't be so mean.
Prediction for the Giants.
Jeez, Fidel.
I think they're going to hang around.
Come on.
Just, no, say it. No, you're going to say something about the Lakers,
no,
right
I'm
there.
No, I'm not going to say anything about the Lakers.
No, you were about to say. You were about to say just because the Lakers are down 0-2.
No, everyone knew it in here. No, what I was going to say, just because you're going to end up with Michael Penix Jr., life is good.
Oh, we'll see.
The pick Raiders draft.
I'm expecting go there with the Lakers to be down 0-3, and the Bo Nix is going to be the
He swallowed the Lakers so
can we,
hard.
Can we go, like, the show within the show? Bonte asks, or I asked a question about all the players coming around. What's his favorite story? And he named everybody but Mike Yastrzemski. And Bonte was waiting for him to bring up Mike Yastrzemski. Then Bonte references Mike Yastrzemski in sort of a question. And Kotos references a couple bloopers dropping in. And I cracked up.
Now,
it was great.
Now we're ragging out bloopers. Jug Hulis has some bloopers. He has some CNI singles.
Let's go into the data. He has the hardest hit balls. Top five hardest hit balls.
Hold on. Who are we as San Francisco Giants fans that have struggled offensively scoring runs to start nitpicking about hits? Just get on the damn base. If you get the first base, I don't care how you do it. If it's strikeout swinging and the ball goes to the backstop, I don't care. Get on base. You want to hit a Texas leaguer? Fine. I don't care.
I just love how Yastrzemski's the guy you drew the line at.
No. You guys are all... See, what I don't like... It's like bully tactics. It's bully tactics. We start blaming the Lakers, since Spinotti brought up the Lakers, and Barkley is right on this. They always find somebody to throw somebody under the bus. It was the referees the other day. It was D'Lo one day. Dennis Rui Hachimura. Shannon Sharp went on his tirade about Rui Hachimura and claimed that Rui Hachimura bet the under on his player prop. I mean, come on. We're going to blame everybody but the big dogs. And so when I look at Giants fans and they were scuffling a little bit, look, Chapman wasn't hitting. Solera wasn't hitting. Jung Hoo Lee was up and down the first couple of weeks, but he's been solid, no doubt about it. Conforto was hot, then was cold. Tyro Estrada wasn't hitting anything, and we were just going straight to Mike Krzyzewski. Mike Krzyzewski was like the fifth reason why they were losing
games.
We were going
straight to right field.
we're going straight to Krzyzewski.
He plays it the majority of the time.
We're going straight to Krzyzewski. That's all. I'll tell you why. No.
Because they have youngsters in the minors.
I'm not finished.
All right, finish. I'd like to hear you land this bird.
We were going to sit here all day and not bring up the fact that Mike Krzyzewski drove in 3 of 5 runs last night. So all I wanted to say was, let's be consistent. Let's give him a little love. It's batting 321 the last 2 weeks. Last time I checked, batting 300 is great. Whether you're playing baseball or whether you're trying to court women or if women are trying to court men, you hit go 3 out of 10, you're batting 300. That is a win, Carter. That is a win.
Let the record show.
You're a single guy out there. You get 3 numbers and you ask 10 girls for a number. You only get 3. Guess what? Feel good about yourself, buddy. You're batting 300.
What is going
on here?
Those are
good numbers for your ass. Only 4 strikeouts last 15 days. I'll take that. That's all I'm saying. It's not. I don't care about Yass. It's not my favorite player. I don't care if he's here next month or 2 months. I don't really care. I just want the Giants to win. The guy could be Shasky in the back of the jersey. I don't care. Just win. But let's make sure when we're giving people all this credit, give Yass his propers when he's doing something well. Let's uplift this guy. Uplift him.
Well, when he starts doing well, relative to the rest of the league, I will. Because right now, right field production, Yaz, Slater, and everyone else who's played out there has the same amount of doubles as Joe Shasky, who you want to see play right field, which is 0.
Does he have a home run?
They have 1 home run, which is dead last in baseball.
How many RBIs? How many RBIs?
Okay, RBIs. RBIs, second to last in baseball.
How many RBIs?
Well, now they're higher.
So now let me ask a question. How much are the Giants investing in right field as opposed to other teams in the league?
Well, right now, Corbin Carroll is on one of the best deals in baseball.
Right now.
And he's one of the best players in baseball. Right. Same with Fernando Tatis Jr., who got like a $140 million deal. And yeah, he's killing it. So in your own division, and I don't know, did you see Mookie Betts' throw last night from right field?
Mookie Betts is
one of the greatest throws I've ever seen in my life.
I would hope Mookie Betts is producing. He's getting paid over $300 million. I would hope he's producing. I would hope I would get some big.
Right field is a production spot in the game right now. It's an offensively driven position.
So third base.
I mean, Aaron Judge, who plays some center as well.
Plays a lot of center.
I know, but look around the league. Like your boy Ronald Acuña, what position does he play?
Okay. He moved to right field. He's great. They also invested a lot into him.
I don't pay defense in right field now. Okay. This isn't 87.
Is it third base a premium position when it comes to offensive
talent? Well, if you look around
it's
baseball.
It's down a little bit right now, but they're off to a slow start. First base.
I mean, like, that's why Austin Riley's such great value because he actually gives you offense and defense.
I don't need to be like every other team and having a great right fielder. I can have a decent right fielder as long as I got production in the center.
I'm not dying on Yaz Hill either.
I'm just saying, it's for some reason, we don't even want to give him props when he plays well. Just mention that he plays well, and everybody's getting bit down and said, oh, screw Yaz, get him out of here. Dude, drove in 3 runs yesterday. He's batting 321 the last 15 days. That's all I'm saying.
Giants right fielders are third in defensive rating, too, right now.
Oh.
Because that's
so
what
take
I think.
That really? One to the bank.
Oh, wait. No. This is what upsets me. This is what annoys me. When I bring up Matt Chapman struggling, but you didn't bring Matt Chapman's for offense. This is all about his defense, quarter defense. We need to be better defensively. Defense. And he just brings
up
three.
He's got four home runs.
but he brings up defense. But he brings up defense, and you just scoff at it.
Yeah,
third defensive rating in Major League. Is that Major League Baseball or just National League?
That is all of Major League Baseball.
Third best defensive rating?
Correct. Amongst right. Yeah, the right field position has the third best defensive
Who's
rating.
Who's the number one team in ground balls?
Three.
Do you know who the number one ground ball team is in baseball?
In the league.
Do you know who that
third
is?
Third in the league.
Behind the Yankees. And the Guardians.
Oh, wow. Yankees are pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Hey, Guardians not bad either. Guardians AL Central.
They have the best record in Major League Baseball, the Guardians.
Oh.
Steven right Vogt, manager of the year.
Whoa.
What are we doing?
Up there with the big boys.
We're dying on the Yaz Hill.
Nobody's dying on the Yaz Hill. Just giving them some credit.
Lucky us.
Just giving them some credit. That's all. Just giving them some credit. I like to uplift people. You know? We got our big boys, but our weakest links, we need to bring them up with us. We need to, you know,
I'm
just well-rounded. You know what I'm saying?
Need to uplift Brandon Ayuk in his contract extension.
Oh, boy. Don't know what's going to go on with that. But here's how the Steelers...
Yeah, he'll get over it.
Hey, here's how the Steelers feel about Brandon Ayuk.
I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh, boy.
There are a lot of guys in their front office who are looking at that Eagles model with the A.J. Brown trade and thinking, this is the guy we need to kickstart things for us and bring the most out of our quarterbacks who are one-year deals, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Their assistant GM, the guy who is setting the draft board for them, his name is Andy Weidel. He was with the Eagles before he came here last offseason. So, yeah, if the 49ers want to do business, the Steelers are ready.
That is... our new favorite.
Oh, gosh.
Andrew Filippone.
Oh, boy.
93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh.
I love how you narrated that entire answer. That was so good.
Some of my best work. I'm always...
I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh, boy. Not only that. Andrew Filippone said this about Ayuk and how much he could get.
I think that average annual number is going to be somewhere between $28 and $30 million.
Wow,
that's what I think.
Wow,
that's what I've heard.
Wow,
because the salary cap's going way up. And look, I mean, after you could make the argument because Justin Jefferson was dinged up last year, you could make the argument that after Tyreek Hill, there isn't a more productive wide receiver in the NFL right now than Brandon Ayuk, and he's in his mid-20s, and I think he's going to be want to be paid accordingly.
It's gonna be tough to focus the next 48 hours. I am just waiting for the alert. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put my phone's never, I always have it on silent, but I'm gonna keep my ringer off, and the only notifications I'm getting is from Twitter and X, because I'm worried that they're gonna make this happen. They're gonna trade Brandon Ayuk. As Michael Silver in his article for the Chronicle here, and we got some wide open lines here for the last 5 minutes of the show. Michael Silver wrote in the Chronicle, all I know is that as of Monday night, when I posed a question to a 49ers source with direct knowledge of the team's plans, the words I kept hearing were, anything's possible. Earlier, I spoke to another team's GM who insisted that because the Niners and Ayuk are far apart on negotiations for a lucrative contract extension, the fifth-year receiver is very much in play. During the first week of April, the Niners, through a back-channel confidant, reached out to at least one GM to gauge interest in trading for Ayuk. The GM in question chose not to engage, partly because this is considered a receiver-rich draft, which we just went over. There's a sense among other high-ranking personnel executives around the league that Ayuk, as one such executive put it, is available for the right price. To this point, the Niners have asked for a 2024 first-round pick. One exec said they just want too much. What is enough for Brandon Ayuk? Niner fans, what is enough?
Let me ask you this. I want to do this exercise. His production, it's statistical. You can't argue production, right? And he was unbelievably productive and unbelievably efficient. Inarguable. For next year alone. in a vacuum, are you taking him over Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah. Ayuk.
No.
Yeah, I don't think many are. Ja'Marr Chase.
I lean Chase.
I would too.
But the gap is not as wide as what people think. Okay. We'll see Ja'Marr Chase without T. Higgins if T. Higgins doesn't end up in Cincinnati.
We can argue about like the tiers. Yeah. Like this is
Ja'Marr
who I have
Chase
the
is
top.
Special.
These are who I have like that.
Ja'Marr
the
Chase
top.
Is special.
Yeah, these are top tier guys. Devontae. Adams.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Oh no. I heard breaking news. I thought it was Ayuk.
Your face.
Well, this is a concern, though. Shayna Rubin, new Giants beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. We got to get Shayna on one day.
Okay.
Blexdale been placed on the injured list with an adductor strain.
Oh, that's not good. Oblique adductor, yeah. Those aren't good. Those usually, I think the major league average for time missed tends to be closer to a month.
Wow.
For those kind of injuries.
He's going on IL with the left adductor strain. Landon Roop is back for the Giants. So Blake Snell out.
You and I
what a rough season. By the way, Jordan Montgomery, Carlos Ramirez has been texting. I don't know if anybody said anything, but Carlos Ramirez, our good friend Carlos Ramirez over at NBC Sports Bay Area. Montgomery did pitch in the minors, pitched over seven innings, two starts with Triple A Reno, which is seven more than Blake Snell.
Which is what I was saying.
Right. And he got knocked around, but he shook the rust off. So.
But I don't blame the like everyone's gonna lose their minds and blame the Giants. To me, there's three parties that are at fault here for the Blake Snell thing. There's Blake himself, there's his representation, Scott Boras, who had one of the worst off seasons any agent's ever had, and then there's the Giants. It takes three to tango in this situation. He tested the market, waited forever. For whatever reason, the Giants, his agent, and himself didn't come to an agreement until days before the season started. What did they all think was going to happen? They set themselves, like, it's not one person's fault. All of them are culpable. They set themselves up for frustration. And now, so like, let's say your average major league starter, give or take, is 35 starts.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, you missed the first two because you signed so late. Now you had three bad starts. Now you're going to miss time because of the DL. So, as a guy who wants to opt out again at the end of this year and hit free agency, now you're down to, let's say, what, 24, 25 starts if he can get back and be healthy? Boy, Scott Boras and him really misplayed their hand here. Like, really misplayed their hand.
I got scared. I'm not going to lie. I just Spinelli said, check your phone right now, and he hit the breaking news, and I thought Ayuk was gone. And I was going to have a meltdown.
Why? You see it. You know it's coming.
I'm not ready for it. Not ready for it. You have to nail these picks. There's like, not only do you trade Ayuk, you got to nail the picks. Then you got, it's just, oh my gosh.
What do you think about my Snell thing? I'll go back to the Ayuk, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Snell thinks, yeah. You're fair there.
You know, all right.
A lot of people are asking for Trevor Bauer right now in the chat. Go get Trevor
no
Bauer.
No one in baseball is signing
Bauer.
Trevor Bauer. Whether you think he's innocent or guilty or somewhere in between, clearly there has been reports of the person who accused him originally is now in trouble for lying. And there's a lot of Major League Baseball doesn't want people signing him. You can argue about with yourself.
No doubt.
I'm not saying they should. But baseball is saying we're washing our hands of Blake Snell.
Right. I'm not saying they should do it.
I'm
saying what the chat is saying. Yes. This is what the fans
say.
There's a lot of Giants fans who would like a Trevor Bauer, believe it or not. They don't care. They think, has he been acquitted?
Well,
he's been acquitted?
Technically,
he's found out guilty?
All of the things have been dismissed or settled.
They're all settled and dismissed. So with that said,
not like Urias, who's being charged currently.
He's been cleared, correct?
Yes, but he's also been very outspoken against Major League Baseball. And I think what people are missing here is that like he flipped his middle finger at Major League Baseball. And whether you think he's guilty or not or whatever, like our own judicial system can't figure out what really happened. He feels too messy for anyone in baseball to touch.
He was outspoken about Major League Baseball. We've seen other players be outspoken about Major League Baseball. Is that enough reason to keep him out of Major League Baseball, I guess, is my question.
It's not my decision to
make.
Would I be uncomfortable? Would I be uncomfortable with him in the Giants uniform? Probably be uncomfortable.
I'm willing to make this bet.
And I don't even know if that's fair.
I think the team's going to sign Trevor Bauer. I think the team, with all these pitchers dropping like flies, they're running out of arms here. Well, you know, that's a premium arm who hasn't pitched in a long time. Somebody's going to bite the bullet on Trevor Bauer. You know it.
Did you think Barry Bonds kind of got blackballed out?
Oh, he did get blackballed.
I agree.
Tampa Bay Rays were going to sign him with Lou Piniella.
Whether it was
the year they went to the World Series, and Major League Baseball was like, you better not touch Barry
exactly.
Bonds. And right. he, guess what? Guess what the missing piece was that team when the Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series? They needed DH. That was Barry Bonds.
I get the same DMs from the same people about Trevor Bauer every day, and I just keep saying, like, dude, I wouldn't want to do it from a business standpoint. Like, the Giants got enough issues right now. Whether you think he's guilty, innocent, whatever, like, it's a whole headache that you wouldn't want to cross.
Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
My final thoughts are this. Tomorrow, here's what I want the Niners walking away with after 2 days. Adonai Mitchell at wide receiver. Jackson Powers Johnson at center. And get me Cooper DeJean, the playmaking secondary player. If they walk away with those three guys,
You said Mitchell, the corner from Iowa. Who else?
He also can play safety and the center from Oregon.
You're definitely baking in that they're trading guys for big time compensation.
It sure feels like it.
That's two first. You're probably gonna have to spend two first round picks and a high second to get those three players. Is that even possible? Oh no,
anything's possible.
My final thought is maybe. This is a great time. This is a great time of the year. NFL draft, NBA playoffs. You got the Giants rolling. What happens without Blake Snell? We'll see. The eyes are starting to heat up. It's a good time to be alive, folks. What are the Niners going to do with Brandon Ayuk? That's on the top of my mind. That's my final thought. Please do not trade Brandon Ayuk. I don't want him. God, don't trade him.
Out with the old, in with the new in the NBA. LeBron,
that's
Steph,
the Steiny take.
KD. It is, but no, I've also been, I've actually been,
he said it's
no,
over.
It's the Spadoni take, actually, because I've been saying this on the pregame show,
right.
5 to 6,
yeah, he
Friday,
has.
All
he
season
has.
Long.
He has been
that the
that.
Old guard is now officially getting phased out. Anthony Edwards, yeah. Jason Tatum, Jokic, Murray, it's their league.
It's a
now.
New day. Hey, Spadoni, you've been on top of that. That's not Steiny. That's Spadoni.
Steiny, to
that's
me.
That's Spadoni.
Steph, LeBron, Kawhi, Durant, Lillard, Middleton, Draymond, Clay, Butler, Paul George, Westbrook, Harden, Anthony Davis. Don't you get it? It's over.
He texts that to you?
It's about being over for a generation. And then he said the Clippers are our last hope. I love you, Steiny.
I guess my final thought is, man, Luka was really good last night in that fourth quarter. Not a deep take there. But look at this Blake Snell thing.
Carson Wisenhunt?
He'd be nice. Or Mason Black, too. Wouldn't mind seeing him at some point. But I kind of wonder if maybe this is one of those situations where you kind of, I'm not saying it's a fake injury, but maybe it's not a serious one, but it gives him a chance to kind of take a step back, get some rehab, start to AAA, and maybe try and find his rhythm down there. Just spitballing some thoughts off the rip here. We'll see, obviously, how the injury develops. But that was my first thought when I saw Snell to the IL. Well, second thought. My first thought was, man, that really sucks.
That does suck. Get Carter in here. Carter, get on the mic. What's your final thought?
It'd be better than last time.
Wow, she's see that.
Welcome to the team, bud.
See, he doesn't uplift the people at the bottom. I do, Carter. Get on that mic. You're looking good. You sound good. You're doing a hell of a job.
Where do I start? I think that if you're gonna get rid of Ayuk, it better be for definitely a first, and I want a third or a second in there too. Like it's got to be really good. I mean, this is just one of their most talented players by far. And I think if you're not getting serious draft capital back or a serious player back, don't even consider it. Pay him.
Love that. There you go, Carter. Hell of a job. Loveman, Spadoni, Carter.
Love you, big Carter.
People.
This is the Carter.
Uplift people, folks, out there in the streets. You see somebody down and out?
Yeah, we taking over
them.
The Carter.
Give them some confidence. If they're doing a good job, tell them, hey, good job. Doing a good
Ponte's
job.
Ponte's the good job kid now?
Hey, man, positivity, man. It sells. It helps. I'm telling you, man. People always want to kick people down when they're on the way out. It's just, I don't get it. So negative around these days. Wow. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. Guru's back, baby! That's what I'm...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.